Welcome to the Quarterly Briefing, where we take a closer look at the financial stories behind the world's biggest public companies, powered by AI to make it smarter, faster, and more engaging. Our goal is to make financial data more accessible by demystifying the complexities of corporate finance and informing people about the dynamics of today's markets. This podcast is not financial advice. It's for entertainment and educational purposes only. If you're curious about how companies grow, stumble, or pivot in today's fast-paced markets, you're in the right place. This is the Quarterly Briefing, where AI meets numbers and numbers meet narrative.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to be diving into Molina Healthcare.
Oh, yeah.
They're a Fortune 500 company, and you probably know them for their work in managed healthcare.
Yep.
And you sent us over some interesting stuff from their Q3 2024 reports.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some snippets from their Form 10-Q and also the transcript from their earnings call.
Yeah, that's a really good combo.
I know, right?
To have the raw numbers and then the color for management.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So much more complete picture.
Yeah.
You know, before we get into the nitty-gritty, can you just kind of like give us like a quick overview of what Molina Healthcare even does?
Absolutely. So Molina provides healthcare services to 5.6 million members across 21 states as of last quarter.
Wow.
So pretty big footprint. And they don't just focus on one area of healthcare, right? They operate across Medicaid, Medicare, and Marketplace programs.
Oh, wow.
So very, very interesting case study.
Yeah. That's a lot to juggle.
It is.
So let's talk about their wins. You know, the earnings call really highlighted a few big contract wins, right?
Yeah. One of the most significant wins was in Michigan for the highly integrated dual eligible population.
Hmm.
So these are individuals who are enrolled in both Medicaid and Medicare.
Hmm.
And it's a segment that's becoming more and more important in healthcare.
Why is that? Why is that segment so important?
Yeah, it adds a layer of complexity, but that's why it's such a big win for Molina, because coordinating care for dual eligibles has historically been a nightmare.
Yeah.
With separate systems for Medicaid and Medicare.
Right.
So Molina is betting that by providing this more integrated care for this population, they can improve outcomes while also controlling costs.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that a lot of healthcare companies are trying to crack.
Yep.
So it's a space to watch.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're not just winning contracts, but they're really like positioning themselves as a leader in like a key area of healthcare.
Yeah.
So that's really interesting. How's this translating into their financial performance?
Well, in terms of recent performance, they reported a net income of $326 million for the quarter, which translates to $5.65 per diluted share.
Okay.
Pretty healthy increase compared to the same period last year.
Wow.
Also, premium revenue is up a pretty substantial 18%, hitting $9.7 billion.
Wow.
So on the surface, things are looking pretty good.
Yeah, those are some pretty impressive numbers.
Yeah.
But I know we need to look beyond, you know, just the top line figures.
Oh, absolutely.
What are some of the key metrics we should be paying attention to really understand Molina's financial health?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So we can't just stop at revenue.
Right.
Two of the really crucial metrics to consider here are the medical care ratio, or MCR.
Okay.
And then their general and administrative, or G&A ratio.
Okay.
So the MCR tells us how much of the premium revenue is actually being spent on medical care.
Mm-hmm.
And a high MCR can indicate, you know, tighter margins.
Okay, so what does Molina's MCR look like?
Their MCR for the quarter came in at 89.2%, which was a bit higher than what analysts were expecting.
Mm.
This suggests that medical costs are rising, which is a trend we're seeing across the whole healthcare industry.
Mm.
It's a concern.
Yeah, a little concerning, but you mentioned another ratio. You mentioned G&A. What does that one tell us?
So the G&A ratio looks at general and administrative expenses as a percentage of their revenue.
Hmm.
Essentially, it gives us a sense of, you know, how efficiently they're running their operations.
Okay.
So a lower G&A means they're keeping overhead costs under control.
So lower G&A is a good sign?
Generally, yes.
Okay.
And in Molina's case, their G&A ratio came in at a very respectable 6.5%.
Wow.
This suggests that they're being quite efficient in managing those administrative costs.
Okay.
Which helps to offset some of that pressure from the rising medical costs that we talked about.
Okay, that makes sense. So we've got this tension between those rising medical costs and their efforts to maintain, operational efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
But there's another big factor impacting Molina and really the whole managed care sector.
Oh, yeah.
That we need to discuss, and that's redeterminations.
Redeterminations.
What are redeterminations and why are they such a big deal?
You're right. This is a significant development we need to unpack.
Okay.
So during the pandemic, you might recall that Medicaid enrollment surged.
Oh, yeah.
Because states paused their regular eligibility checks.
Whoa, right.
Which are known as redeterminations.
Okay.
And this led to a significant increase in membership for companies like Molina.
Mm.
Now, as states resume these checks, Molina and others in the industry are seeing a decline in those Medicaid enrollment numbers.
So people who maybe were eligible during the pandemic are now being reevaluated and some are losing coverage.
Exactly. And it's not just about the numbers, that the people who are losing coverage tend to be those who are healthier and require less medical care.
Oh.
So this means that the remaining pool of Medicaid members is likely to have higher health care needs, which can lead to increased costs for companies like Molina.
Oh, wow.
It's a complex situation with a lot of moving parts.
Yeah, that does sound complex.
Yeah.
So how is Molina handling this like redetermination roller coaster?
Well, they've estimated a loss of about 700,000 members so far due to redeterminations. But there's a bit of a silver lining. They believe they'll ultimately retain about 35% of the members they gained during that pandemic surge.
So even with that drop, they're still coming out ahead compared to their pre-pandemic membership numbers.
Precisely. That's an important point.
Okay.
It's not just about the losses, but about their ability to retain a portion of those new members.
Okay, that makes sense. So they're navigating this redetermination landscape. But what about their broader growth strategy?
Okay.
We touched on the Michigan contract win, but are they pursuing other avenues for expansion?
Yeah, they are. So in addition to those new contracts, they're also actively pursuing acquisitions.
Mm-hmm.
So recently they acquired Connecticare, which is a health insurer based in Connecticut.
Okay.
This expands their geographic reach and diversifies their portfolio of offerings.
That sounds like a really smart move, especially in light of all this uncertainty around redeterminations.
Yeah.
Diversifying can help mitigate risk, right?
Absolutely.
But I imagine there are still some challenges on the horizon.
Absolutely. And one of the biggest challenges, as we touched on earlier, is that continued rise in medical costs, especially within their Medicaid segment.
Right.
And this is a trend that's impacting the whole industry, and it's something Molina will need to manage carefully.
Yeah, and then there's the ongoing uncertainty surrounding those redeterminations. It's hard to predict how many more members they might lose and, what the ultimate impact is going to be on their costs and revenue.
Exactly. It's a very dynamic situation that requires, constant monitoring and adjustment.
Right.
But it's important to remember that Molina isn't just reacting to these challenges. They are also taking proactive steps to position themselves for future success.
Like what?
Well, one thing that stood out to me from the 10Q is their emphasis on operational efficiency.
Okay.
They are clearly focused on streamlining those operations and controlling those admin costs, as evidenced by that impressive G&A ratio.
That makes sense. In a time of uncertainty and rising costs, it's more important than ever to run a tight ship.
Absolutely. And they're not stopping there. They are also making significant investments in care management programs and technology to better serve their members and control costs.
Okay, so they're trying to like get ahead of the curve by investing in like new approaches to care delivery.
Yeah.
But what about their financial outlook?
Okay.
Are they confident about the future?
Overall, yes. They've reaffirmed their full year 2024 earnings guidance.
Okay.
Which is a positive sign.
Hmm.
They are projecting continued strength in that marketplace segment, ongoing G&A efficiencies, and increased investment income to help balance those higher medical costs.
Oh, okay. Good to hear. It sounds like they've got a pretty well-defined plan to navigate the challenges ahead.
They do. And there's one more thing I want to highlight that really jumped out at me from the earnings call transcript.
Okay.
They talked about something called embedded earnings, which essentially represents future profits that are pretty much locked in due to these new contracts they've secured.
So like a backlog of guaranteed future revenue?
Exactly. And Molina has actually increased their embedded earnings forecast, which signals a strong level of confidence in their long-term growth potential.
That's definitely a positive indicator. So they're not just focusing on like weathering the current storm. They're laying the groundwork for sustained success.
Yeah.
The years to come.
Precisely. And that's what makes this deep dive so fascinating. We're seeing a company that's not only adapting to a rapidly changing healthcare landscape, but also actively shaping its future.
Yeah, this has been incredibly insightful. I feel like I have a much clearer understanding of Molina Healthcare's current position, you know, their strategic vision for the future.
Good.
But before we wrap up, I'm curious to hear a little bit more about those embedded earnings. Like, what exactly are they, and why should our listener be paying attention to them?
That's a great question to understand embedded earnings. We need to think about how companies like Molina generate revenue.
Okay.
So a large portion of their income comes from these long-term contracts with states to manage healthcare services for Medicaid and Medicare beneficiaries.
Okay, so those contracts provide like a steady stream of revenue over, you know, an extended period of time.
Exactly. And when Molina wins a new contract, like the one we discussed in Michigan,
right,
they can essentially forecast the future revenue that contract will generate with a high degree of accuracy.
Yeah.
And that's where those embedded earnings come in.
So it's not just like potential revenue, it's practically guaranteed revenue based on the terms of those contracts.
You got it.
Okay.
And the fact that Molina has increased its embedded earnings forecast is a strong signal that they are confident about their ability to secure new contracts and grow their business in the years to come.
Okay, this is really interesting stuff.
Yeah.
I'm starting to see why investors pay such close attention to these embedded earnings.
Yeah.
It's a powerful indicator of a company's, you know, long-term growth potential.
Absolutely. And for a company like Molina operating in, you know, such a dynamic and often unpredictable healthcare landscape,
right,
having that level of predictable future revenue can be a major advantage.
I agree. It gives them a level of stability and allows them to plan for the future with more confidence.
Exactly. And that brings us to another key aspect of Molina's strategy that we need to explore.
Okay.
And that's their focus on those dual eligible individuals that we mentioned earlier.
Okay.
They're not just winning contracts in that space. They're making a calculated bet on the future of how we care for this growing population.
Okay. This is where it gets really interesting.
Yeah.
So let's gather our thoughts. And when we come back, we'll dive deeper into that world of dual eligibles and why Molina is making such a big push in this area.
We were just talking about Molina's focus on dual eligible.
Right. Those individuals enrolled in both Medicaid and Medicare.
Yeah, and you were going to explain why this is such a significant move for them.
Yeah, I'm really curious about this.
Okay, so to understand that, you have to look at the bigger picture of how we care for dual eligibles.
Okay.
Traditionally, these programs have been incredibly fragmented. Separate funding streams, separate regulations, often even separate providers for Medicaid and Medicare services.
So it's like a bureaucratic nightmare for both patients and providers.
Exactly.
Wow.
Imagine, you know, trying to navigate that system as an elderly individual with multiple health conditions.
Yeah.
It's incredibly complex and often leads to, you know, poor coordination of care duplicated services and ultimately higher costs.
Yeah. It sounds incredibly inefficient.
Yeah.
So how is this changing? And where does Molina fit into all of this?
Well, there's a growing recognition that this fragmented system just isn't working.
Hmm.
States and the federal government are starting to experiment with these new models of care that integrate Medicaid and Medicare services,
okay,
creating a more seamless experience for dual eligibles.
So instead of having to navigate two separate systems, it becomes more like one coordinated system.
Precisely.
Okay.
And these integrated models emphasize things like, you know, care coordination, disease management, community-based supports. The goal is to keep people healthy and out of the hospital, which ultimately lowers costs and improves outcomes.
Okay. So this shift towards integrated care makes a lot of sense. How is Molina specifically positioned to benefit from this trend?
Well, what's really interesting is that Molina has deep expertise in both Medicaid and Medicare.
Okay.
They've been managing these programs for years.
Right.
So they understand the intricacies of both systems.
So they're not starting from scratch.
Exactly. They already have the infrastructure, the relationships, the knowledge to manage care for these dual eligibles effectively.
Mm.
And on top of that, they've been making significant investments in technology and care management programs that are specifically designed to support this population.
So they're not just riding the wave, they're actively shaping the future of dual eligible care.
That's a great way to put it. But of course, there are challenges.
Right.
These integrated models of care are still relatively new.
Mm-hmm.
There's no one-size-fits-all solution, and states are taking different approaches.
So Molina will need to be adaptable.
Absolutely. They'll need to demonstrate their ability to deliver value in these new complex environments.
Right.
And they'll need to work closely with states to ensure that their programs are, you know, meeting the needs of those dual eligibles and achieving those desired outcomes.
So a lot of opportunity, but also a lot of uncertainty.
Exactly. It's a dynamic landscape, but one where Molina seems well positioned to thrive.
Okay, so we've talked about redeterminations, their growth strategy, their focus on dual eligibles, their overall financial outlook. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else in these reports that really jumped out at you?
You know what's fascinating to me is how Molina is approaching the issue of rising medical costs.
Okay.
It's not just a matter of accepting these increases and passing them along to consumers.
Right.
They're really digging deep into the data to understand what's driving those costs and exploring innovative ways to manage them.
Can you give us an example?
Sure. One area where they're seeing significant cost increases is in long-term services and supports.
Okay.
This is a huge challenge for the entire healthcare system as the population ages, and the demand for these services continues to grow.
It's not a problem that's going away anytime soon.
Exactly. So rather than just throwing more money at the problem, Molina is investing in programs that help people stay in their homes and communities longer,
okay,
avoiding those costly nursing home stays.
Mm.
They're also exploring new technologies that can help people, you know, manage their chronic conditions more effectively.
So it's about being proactive and finding solutions that address the root cause of these rising costs.
Precisely. They're not just trying to treat the symptoms.
Right.
They're looking for ways to prevent the disease, so to speak.
That's really interesting. It seems like they're taking a very holistic approach to healthcare,
mm-hmm,
looking beyond just the medical aspects to consider like the social and economic factors that influence people's health.
You're absolutely right. And that's one of the things that sets Molina apart. They're not just a health insurer. They're a healthcare company with a deep understanding of the complex needs of their members.
It sounds like they're really trying to make a positive impact on the lives of the people they serve.
They are, and that's something that investors should be paying attention to.
Right.
In today's world, consumers are increasingly looking to support companies that align with their values.
Hmm.
Molina's commitment to social responsibility and their focus on serving vulnerable populations could give them a competitive edge in the long run.
That's a really interesting point. It's not just about financial performance anymore. Investors are looking for companies that are making a difference in the world.
Exactly, and Molina seems to be hitting the mark on both fronts.
Hmm.
Strong financial performance, and a genuine commitment to social impact.
This has been an incredibly insightful deep dive. We've covered a lot of ground from, you know, their financial performance and growth strategy to their innovative approaches to care management and their focus on social responsibility.
Yeah, it's clear that Molina is a company on the move navigating this complex and evolving healthcare landscape with a clear vision for the future.
I agree completely. But before we wrap things up, I want to circle back to something you mentioned earlier, their investment in technology. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Sure.
What kind of technology are they investing in and how is it impacting their business?
That's a great question. One area where Molina is really leveraging technology is in data analytics.
Okay.
They're using data to, you know, better understand their members' needs, identify potential risks, personalize care plans.
So it's about using data to improve the quality of care and make it more efficient.
Exactly. They're also investing in telehealth platforms, which have become increasingly important, you know, in recent years.
Right.
Telehealth allows patients to access care remotely,
right,
which can be a game changer for people in rural areas or those with limited mobility.
It's also much more convenient for everyone involved,
right,
so especially in a world where people are increasingly busy and time constrained.
Absolutely. And another area where technology is playing a key role is in automating those administrative tasks.
Mm.
This frees up their staff to focus on more complex and value-added activities,
yeah,
like care coordination and patient support.
So it's not just about replacing human workers with robots. It's about using technology to make their jobs, you know, more efficient and meaningful.
Precisely. And that's a key takeaway here.
Okay.
Molina is not just throwing technology at problems for the sake of it.
Mm.
They're being very strategic about how they leverage technology to enhance their operations, improve care quality, and ultimately create a better experience for their members.
That makes a lot of sense. So they're embracing technology, but in a way that's thoughtful and aligned with their core values.
Exactly. It's not just about being innovative for the sake of innovation. It's about using technology to deliver on their mission of providing, you know, high quality, accessible, and affordable healthcare.
This has been an incredible deep dive, and I feel like we've gained a really thorough understanding of Molina Healthcare's current position and their strategic vision for the future. But before we wrap things up, is there anything else our listeners should be paying attention to as they continue their research on Molina?
You know, one thing that I always encourage investors to do is look beyond the headlines and dig into the details.
Okay.
Molina is a complex company operating in a complex industry.
Right.
There are always going to be challenges and uncertainties.
So don't just take everything at face value.
Exactly. Read their financial reports carefully, pay attention to what their leadership is saying, and try to get a sense of the company's culture and values.
Okay.
And don't be afraid to ask tough questions.
Those are great points. Investing is about more than just crunching numbers. It's about understanding the story behind those numbers.
Absolutely. And Molina has a compelling story to tell.
Mm-hmm.
They're a company that's not afraid to take on big challenges, and they're doing it with a deep commitment to their members and the communities they serve.
I completely agree. And that's what makes this deep dive so valuable. We've not only gained a better understanding of Molina Healthcare,
right,
but we've also learned about some of the bigger trends shaping the future of healthcare.
And that's the beauty of the deep dive. We don't just give you the facts. We help you connect the dots and see the bigger picture.
Well said. This has been an incredible conversation. And I feel like we've really done a deep dive into the world of Molina Healthcare.
Me too. I always enjoy these conversations.
Yeah.
And I hope our listener has found them insightful as well.
I'm sure they have. Until next time, keep diving deep. We've covered a lot of ground already, you know, from their financials to their growth strategies. But before you wrap up, is there like one final takeaway?
Mm-hmm.
You know, something that really gets at the heart of what makes Molina tick?
I think what makes Molina really interesting is their commitment to tackling some of the most challenging issues in healthcare.
Hmm.
We talked about their focus on dual eligibles.
Right.
But it goes even deeper than that. They're not just trying to profit from a changing healthcare landscape.
Okay.
They're actively trying to improve it.
That's a powerful statement. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Mm. Absolutely. So think about the challenges that we've discussed.
Okay.
Rising medical costs, fragmented care for vulnerable populations.
Right.
You know, the complexities of managing those chronic conditions.
Right.
These are issues that have plagued our healthcare system for decades.
Yeah. They're not going away anytime soon.
No. And Molina is stepping up to address these challenges head on.
And they're doing it in a way that's both innovative and compassionate.
Yes.
Okay.
They're investing in technology, but they're also focused on building those strong relationships with their members and understanding their unique needs.
Mm-hmm.
They're working to streamline operations and control costs, but, you know, never at the expense of quality care.
It sounds like they're striking a really delicate balance.
They are, and it's not easy.
Right.
But I think what sets Molina apart is their genuine belief that healthcare can be better.
Mm-hmm.
They're not just accepting the status quo. They're actively working to create a more equitable and sustainable healthcare system for everyone.
That's inspiring. You know, it's not just about business.
Yeah.
It's about making a real difference in people's lives.
Exactly. And that's something I always look for in a company.
Right.
It's not just about the bottom line. It's about the values that drive their decisions and the impact that they're making on the world.
So for our listener, you know, who's been carefully considering Molina as an investment, what's the key takeaway here?
Mm.
What's that big picture they should keep in mind?
I think the takeaway is this: Molina is a company that's not afraid to take on the tough challenges in healthcare.
Okay.
They're innovative, they're compassionate, and they're driven by this genuine desire to make things better.
Mm-hmm.
And for investors who are looking for companies that are making a positive impact on the world, Molina is definitely one to watch.
That's a great way to sum it up. This deep dive has given our listener a lot to think about as they continue their research on Molina.
Yeah.
Remember, investing is about more than just crunching numbers.
Right.
It's about understanding the story behind those numbers and the values that drive a company. Well said. And with that, I think we've reached the end of our deep dive into Molina Healthcare.
I agree.
This has been such a fascinating and insightful conversation.
Yeah.
I feel like we've gained a really deep understanding of Molina Healthcare, you know, their position in the market, their strategic vision, and perhaps most importantly, their commitment to improving, you know, the healthcare landscape.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you so much for guiding us through this deep dive.
It's been my pleasure. I always enjoy these conversations.
Yeah.
And I hope our listener has found it valuable.
I'm sure they have.
Why?
So until next time, keep diving deep.
This is the Quarterly Briefing. a W Section podcast production. This podcast was generated completely with AI. If you like the podcast, please give us a like and tell your friends. If you have feedback or different companies you would like us to include in a future episode, please send us an email at idea@quarterlybriefing.com. Thank you for listening. This is the Quarterly Briefing, a W Section podcast production. This podcast was generated completely with AI. If you like the podcast, please give us a like and tell your friends. If you have feedback or different companies you would like us to include in a future episode, please send us an email at idea@quarterlybriefing.com. Thank you for listening.